Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast,
baby.
As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the great underscore C-O-R-E-E on Instagram. That's where you can find me.
That's right.
My mic is dead.
Ooh, just following all down. Look at you. You got to tighten it up.
Man.
You might want to pick it up first.
And then tighten it.
Let's start over.
No. You can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
Bam.
This guy has a website.
Ooh, JustinFullerComedy.com, people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Google Justin Fuller Comedy.
Man, Google everything.
Bam. You can Google the Midnight Paco Podcast or Google Cool C. Well, Cordell Respress. Cool C pops up sometimes a little bit. There's other stuff that comes up, obviously, but
absolutely.
But if you definitely put Cordell Respress, bing.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
What's going on, brother?
Not a whole lot.
Hey, man. It's kind of like in cruise control in this bitch.
Cruising.
I mean, this will be out before our show, but we got a show tomorrow.
We're going to do
shout
some comedy.
Tyrone Gaines.
Shout out Tyrone Gaines doing his thing.
I'm going to post that bitch tonight after the podcast. I mean, that was a quick call.
Yeah.
So, shout out to you.
Shout out
for making that call, Tyrone. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be a good time.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
But, you know, that came up. You know what I'm saying? You see, trim this bad boy. I already did it a couple weeks ago, but I had to take some photos for the movie poster.
Went down to the movie time.
October 13th is going to be the premiere. That's I'm not sure exactly where, but I think there's hints. So I'll confirm it, but
October 3rd?
No, October 13th. Friday the 13th. So,
be on the lookout for Justin's movie.
Yeah, I'll keep it posted, people. Don't you worry.
So it's definitely on the 13th.
It's definitely on the 13th.
So I can make arrangements.
Yeah, yeah, that
so
you can
I,
do.
I will be there.
Yeah, awesome. Appreciate that. Yeah, so I had to finally get rid of that and trim it down to actually your type of beard.
I don't know what he's talking about because I have no beard. I got a goatee.
Well, you got a goatee, which I will never rock a goatee. I think I rocked a goatee only a couple times.
The coloring that God did, I love that.
Well, yes.
God did a great job. Thank you.
Yes, he did. Yeah. You know, that's natural.
Yes.
We had a whole episode about that.
I'm still appreciating it.
Every day I wake up, dude, I appreciate it. Even though I'm in pain every day. I like it's barely an alternative because at least you know you're in pain. You know what I mean? At least you know you're here to have the pain.
Absolutely.
But pain sucks, people. It's not good. Not good at all. Ooh. Uh-oh. Don't do that. What? Don't do that, man. Shit just started. You're going to be yawning all episode, motherfucker. Guess what, dude? This is episode East 99ers where you find me singing that gay joke. They just tell me where we got. Bye-bye. Even though they stole the site after the second day, it was replaced it with a lock.
The bone sign was gone, 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 gone. Tell me what you gonna do. They stole it twice. Jeez, man. Cleveland, come on, y'all. Come on.
Have an episode about doing better?
I mean,
guess what?
I guess every episode is like doing better. Like, come on, y'all.
Why?
You know, shout out to Bone.
Definitely. That was one of my favorite groups. Still is one of my favorite groups.
Street named after you. What a great
right?
accomplishment. Easton 99th, wait. St. Clair.
Dude, when I first moved down here, I told you this story. When I first moved down here, I worked for Schwann's. I put in the GPS East 99th and St. Clair. And I drove that bitch in my Schwann truck and took a picture of East 99th and St. Clair.
What you should have did is went to the store and seen if they really had the coldest brew.
Well, it was locked up. Oh. And the one on the corner?
I don't know.
Whatever the picture they took in front of the corner, that motherfucker is, yeah, condemned. I don't think that's in business.
They said they had the coldest brew.
Yeah, well, either way. That was one of my landmark locations. You know what I'm saying? I was a fan.
I could dig it. I mean, because when I went to L.A., I wanted to see the Watchtowers. I wanted to be on Crenshaw, which I was. It was nothing going on.
Right.
But this was like...
Did you take a picture there, though?
Yeah, this was like 20 years ago.
Oh, of course.
This was before social media.
Right.
And I don't really, you know, I'm not... I post things on social media about... You know, my comedy and stuff like that, but when I'm out kicking it and stuff like that, I rarely do.
This is what sucks about me, and I see other people doing it, and I'm like, but at the same time, it's kind of cool. I'm not a big selfie guy. I'm not a big taking pictures guy, but when you're out with your friends, you ain't seen them, it's like, you should be taking pictures.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I forget, because I'm always in the moment.
Yeah, capture the memory and things like that.
But luckily there is always like somebody there kind of like, hey, take a picture. You know what I'm saying? So it's you get at least one sometimes, you know what I mean? And then you always like there's moments we've had and times we've been out and I'm like,
we should have took a picture.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Didn't get a picture.
Yeah, I'm not that type of like to be honest with you, I consider myself I do a lot of cool stuff.
What kind of cool stuff do you do?
I be doing some cool stuff and I be with cool people.
Right.
And I have cool things. That's not what you're gonna see on my feed.
No, not at all.
But if you with me, you'll see and experience it. But
right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, when I rewind. But I'll tell you what, there is highlights. There's, you know what I'm saying? There's highlights that ain't been captured in life, which suck. You know, you live them. You try and remember them. But if we all realize and seen on this podcast, my memory is shit.
Well, my memory is good.
Yours is great. My ears.
You know why?
Look, hold on. I think I lost like 10 pounds in my head since I shaved. Look at my face. So tiny now since I shaved my shit. Turned it down.
He over there looking like a praying mantis.
Fucking Schmeagle. I told you, man. I'm a beard away from fucking Schmeagle all day. All day. But we didn't get the subscribers. We what, 1,000? Didn't we say?
He over there looking like Pinhead from
Hellraiser?
No.
That was Pinhead.
No. What was that? Puppets?
Puppets. I don't know.
Oh man.
Pinhead puppets. Bam.
You gonna put it out?
If I can find it.
I think his name was Pinhead.
I don't know. Yeah, if not, it ain't gonna pop up. I'm like, boo, boo, boo.
Boom, 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 boom. Wow.
We need the sound effects board in this bitch.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Upgrade. Upgrades.
I'm tired of doing the sound.
You're so good at them.
We need to do a soundboard, man. I'm tired of it. I'll record them. But we should be able to push a button.
That's right.
Boom, 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 boom.
Once we get that soundboard and another mic, you know what I'm saying? God,
all we
got,
need is one mic.
One mic. We need at least a couple more for when we got guests. Because, right. I mean, we had Ebony. Shout out to Ebony.
I holla.
We Take had care. Her on, you know, and it's just hers. Obviously, she had to use the older mic, you know, that's the older one.
That was the mic from the beginning.
Yeah, that's the beginning mics. I know, but I need to get a third, at least a third.
Yeah, we need some upgraded equipment, people.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's all good. Hey, man, this is what happens when you start from the roots.
We started from the bottom, now we here.
Yeah. We got another guest coming to you guys.
We got another guest. Another funny comedian. I can't wait to have this person on to be announced.
Yep. I'll tell you what, man. It's, you know, we started out the year. Like I said, was that the first guest we had this year?
You said it was, but I think, I don't know, what year was Jin Jin on? I think it was this year.
Was it in the beginning? Yeah, because we had Chad on earlier.
We had Chad, yeah, we had Jin Jin.
I'd be forgetting, man, because it took us a while to get
I know who we had on. But
I'm telling you, man, they just be mixing. Tell me they don't just fucking run through each other.
I mean, it does, but it don't mix that much that we forget about our guest that we had on this year. Shout out to Chad. Shout out to Jin Jin. We had some great guests on here.
Oh.
And it was great. I think even Marcus Martin was on Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom.
But it was a guest.
Yeah. I just be forgetting that we did actually do a bunch. Yeah. Okay. I'm forgetting.
You know why?
Because you know why? Because we have a whole bunch of motherfuckers we still need to get on this month.
And they coming. Oh, the guests?
Oh, they coming. That's what I said. We were going over to the list this earlier, and we're like, God damn.
The guests, they coming.
Oh, they coming.
Oh, they coming. The guests is coming.
That's why I can't wait to get this dude. They can't wait.
The guests?
They coming.
They coming.
That's what I'm saying.
It'll be here. The guests is coming.
Yeah, dog.
We got a show coming up. We got comedy. What else happened during this? Just for the sake of marking time frame, they had the Alabama Brawl. And shout out to Lord Parrish France for covering it.
No,
I'm sorry. Lord Parrish France covered the sign.
Yeah, he covered the sign.
Yeah, they stole Bone's sign.
Yeah.
This is a great moment for Cleveland, a great moment for Bone, and they stole the sign. Shout out to Lord Parrish France for doing his thing on the coverage for that. And another thing, for the sake of time stamp, the Alabama Brawl.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Oklahoma Bazaar covered that.
Yo.
I can't walk.
Shout out to Old Cripple Bastard. He did cover it.
He covered that.
Great job, as always. If you haven't checked him out or subscribed to him, please do so.
Yeah, make sure.
Put the link up.
I'll put it in the description for sure.
Shout out to my man.
Yeah. Nah, his edits are hilarious.
Yes.
I love how he was talking about the dude who jumped across and swam across and still body slanted.
Aquaman. gotta call him Aquaman.
Yeah, from Hustle and Flow.
Yeah, you can't call him Aquaman. He's Aquaman.
Like, he uses all the best clips. All the best clips. It's so great.
Genius.
Yeah. So shout out to him, man. Yeah.
Maybe he will do one on the sign.
Yeah. Might as well. It's about, you know, that's hilarious stuff. There's one, some people that posted on Instagram the news when they were talking about them stealing it. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, come on. First of all, I wouldn't even know how to steal it. Street signs.
I'll tell you what, man. There's a couple streets, one named Justin and one named Fuller. They almost got.
There's a quarry out there.
They almost got. I'm just telling you. I'm driving around Cleveland. I see just street named Justin. It almost disappeared.
There's a quarry out there, too, off of Huff, I think.
On the east side, there's one named Fuller, and that motherfucker had my eye on every time I went to go pave this street.
Yes, but don't do it, mate.
I'm not going to do it. But I was like, they're going to be hanging here, and I get caught just like the people who are going to get caught on Instagram once they post, East 99 is where you find me with my street sign hanging in my room. Right.
Yeah, they're going to be doing it live with it in the background. They're going to be like cold, dry, switching on themselves. It's crazy. They're going to be like, Mom, Bone is my favorite group, Mom. I had to get one, Mom. I had to. They're my favorite group. I had to get it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is one of his friends is going to take a picture, and that's where it's going to get geezer.
I guess they feel like, you know, that they like doing a good thing, but as out of respect for them, if you really rock with
right,
them, if you really respect them, don't do it.
Yeah, that's the problem. But people don't care, man. It's all about them. It's all about me. It's all about me.
I mean,
I see it in the mornings. I love it because I'm in no rush to get to work. You know what I mean?
But didn't each one of them actually get one, I think?
Who?
Like the members of Bone.
Did they actually get one personalized to take home?
I thought they did.
I'm sure. I would hope so.
I thought they got one.
I don't think Busy Bones showed up and stole it.
Where did that come from? I just said, where did that come from, Scoop? Like, who?
Like, I like it up there, but we didn't get one, so I'm going to sneak up and get one.
I ain't getting mine, man. Hey, shit, I've been rocking with y'all for the longest, man. That was mine, man.
I bought your first album. That was mine's.
Like, I deserve one.
I mean, they're lucky they don't check my basement. I might have that. It's 99, that's where you find me. Kidding. Jokes, of course.
That's serious. That's a serious crime here in the land.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, that's terrible.
It is.
You know. Trust me, I ain't got time to do that shit. Dude, I got busted by one of them speed cameras, and my first initial thought was my military thought was to sneak out there in the middle of the night, low crawl all the way to that fucking thing, climb up and beat the shit out of that fucking thing and try and kill it.
First of all, let me just say this.
The speed I ain't got that time.
Cameras and all that stuff, especially those makeshift ones to be on like a tripod, they better be glad that they came out when they did. Because I'm an older guy now, and I don't really, you know. But when I was younger.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
When I was younger.
Those are my goals.
I would have had a grappling hook on the back of my car, and it would have grabbed it and just drove that boy down the street. Or in the past, when I used to have, I'm going to just say fireworks. And all of them wasn't legal. Yeah. But, hey, it came out when it did. I'm older and I'm, you know,
that's why
more reserved and things like that. But
that's why I said, I was like, I want to do all that shit, but I am not going to do any of that. Yeah. I'm going to be upset. I was on my way to work. This is when I worked on the ones. And I knew it was there. And I lost. And I went just a little over 40.
Did it flash?
It flashed, and I said, "Motherfucker, I know I got one."
Well, they got some. They had some covers that'll cover your license plate that won't be able to be filmed. They got spray.
Yeah, that's so. I mean, my goal's
I'm
not
sure
to
you
speed.
Can find a remedy on YouTube.
Yeah, of
well,
course.
You can put some things on your camera, on your license plate, so it won't be able to be photographed.
People are super creative when it comes to that type of shit, man. Of course.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm glad that they voted for that stuff to be out of Cleveland. Like,
did they?
I don't know.
No, because it's still on certain spots. You still see fucking
maybe East
enforced.
Cleveland or Cleveland. I don't know.
Nah, they still get you, because trust me, I was driving to work, and I guarantee it's in front of that same fucking church to this day.
I think it's a distraction more than anything.
It's not, but it's just...
I think it is.
You think?
Yeah.
In a weird way.
If you're driving and you see a flash, that could be a distraction.
Okay, yeah, true. I just think it's a fucking...
It can blind you. It can make you overcorrect, or, you know, people that's been in shootouts or been in
flashbacks.
War, it could trigger all PTSD.
True.
And things like that.
Yeah.
It's a safety hazard.
I agree. It's just, I just don't like how they do it, man. It's a money grab. It's just like that motherfucker that sits over on goddamn 77 and just sits there with the fucking thing, sitting there with an umbrella. He sits there with a chair and an umbrella with a speed gun. Just like this. I mean, they just... It's amazing that they do these things.
Sad.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
I mean, look, I dropped the speed limit because I already know. I've had enough. In my 20s, I paid them too much money, and I had to take my written test.
I was the same way, man.
Over speeding tickets.
I was the same way.
And it's like, so I don't want to give them no more money. Right. And that's why I don't do it. But so I sit back, and thank God, like I said, I'm in no rush to get to work. And I just see people just...
They be zipping through, and I'm like, y'all must don't know. Especially on 77, where you're talking about. What is that?
Like,
Slavage Village?
Yeah. Like, Grant.
What do they call that area?
Police Zone? I don't know. Fleet and all that shit? I think it's Slavic.
Yeah, but it's called Wood something. What's the city called?
No idea.
Woodmere? No, it's not Woodmere.
I have no idea. I didn't know it's a specific city.
Yeah.
I just know from streets.
Yeah, because
and
when
shit.
It was a place that I worked, it was Valley View. Garfield and them. I can't think of the city name.
That burp.
He burped and then he takes. Hey, what the fuck? Nobody must smell kielbasa and shit.
That's ASMR for you. You don't smell kielbasa. I didn't even have no pizza or nothing.
Shut.
A little bit sketty.
What city is that? I can't think of
it. Is that an actual city?
Yeah, it's a city, man. That's why they trapping. This is the fun day city.
Garfield. Is it right next to Garfield?
Yeah. Right off 77. I can't think of it.
Yeah, I didn't think that was a specific spot.
It's a city, man.
Well, either way.
Yeah.
That spot. Is it that specific? You need to... look, this is the Coreyisms right here, boy. Now he's... infatuated. See, we ain't got young Jamie from Joe Rogan to Google this shit while we just talking. Instead, he has to pull up his phone and Google it. It's terrible for the podcast.
It's not.
Because people that are just listening, they're like, there goes somebody. They're just talking in the breeze. Look, it's ASMR in this bitch. Yeah. What the hell, motherfuckers? Hey, what's going on out there, everybody? I'm just going to talk to you guys because this dude is just steady looking in his fucking phone all the time. Boop, 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 boop. And for you guys that aren't watching, I am
this
wearing...
This guy's looking at his phone.
I'm wearing a slacker shirt with Shaggy from Scooby-Doo on.
And I'm wearing It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown shirt.
But it's polo. He always rocking.
Or, you know what, to be honest with you,
you need to get a hold of them.
I'm not rocking these shirts, I'm rocking his shirt, or I'm rocking another comedian's shirt,
Rocking
the Midnight Paco podcast shirt.
That's right.
I've been asking for one, but I haven't received one.
What the suck?
So,
Oh, he needs an upgrade. That's what it is.
Or a cool C-shirt.
I told you the vinyl. I gotta get new vinyl.
Look, this dude made a shirt. And the cool C on this shirt was crispy than a motherfucker. I'm like, who the freak
that
is
that?
That
was the first one I had.
It was dark as... I'm like, who the fuck is that, yo?
Man, you gotta get the right shade of brown. And then I got light skin. Shit.
Then he got some old maroon ass shit. Like,
yeah, right.
The fuck? Man,
it's tough. It's hard to judge on this goddamn pictures online.
Man, well, look, I'm gonna go to a craft store.
No,
I'm gonna buy a roll of my skin complexion. I'm gonna buy a roll so he can make a shirt of me.
That's why we need to just do the DFT type shit or D. Yeah, no, direct to film. Yeah, DTF. I said DFT, DTF.
For Midnight Paco will be good.
Shit for you.
Cool C would be good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That way we have, you know, I can make a little bit better design, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to everybody that's been supporting. Shout out to all the supporters. You got your Midnight Paco gear, your Midnight Paco shirt.
Yeah.
The coasters that we don't have anymore. But shout out to everybody that supports.
Those are in transit. And I got them in bags
didn't
somewhere.
You break your Midnight Paco cup too? He hates our podcast. he hates our podcast. He had a great Midnight Paco mug.
Oh, my coffee mug.
He destroyed it. He don't like it. Shout out to everybody that bought the socks, man. The shoes, T-shirts, book bags are back for, you know, they're great for back to school, even though the kids use less and less books. Mm-hmm. But we do have the draw sacks. What are they called?
The
satchel thing.
Satchel thing.
Yeah, yeah. They're great for school. They're great for any subject.
My mother-in-law broke my coffee mug.
Blame it on somebody else. He's always blaming it on somebody else.
She's going to give me money to get a new one.
No.
Yeah.
No, we don't need money for a new one.
Check out my commercial I did on TikTok. Remember that? That was a great morning. I remember waking up. That was great. I had my coffee, my Midnight Paco. Man.
Midnight Paco.
Good song. That's a great song.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
It was fun to make. Dude, we are coming up on our 100th episode.
Yeah, dog. Woo! Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to you, dog.
Shout out to you.
Wow.
I remember when it was just a conversation.
Right?
It was a conversation. This guy said, I'm doing comedy. He said he just wanted to do his comedy.
I want to do my comedy.
I never knew my comedy. He wanted to do his comedy. And he said, I want to do a podcast. I said, let's do it, man. Let's do this podcast thing. You know, I was down for it. And, you know, it's been a journey. It's been fun.
Yeah,
it's been
man.
Consistent.
Yo, we
started a trend here in the city.
We've met so many people. We've had so many awesome guests.
So many great guests. It's been fun doing comedy. It's been fun interviewing people and just finding out, like, what's their stories of what was their who their influences are.
Right.
Certain names keep coming up.
Oh.
Yeah.
100%.
Certain names keep coming up.
Yeah.
But I love it when I hear another comedian say it was another local comedian that showed
right.
love,
right.
extended and
right, right.
You know, supported them or when they said they saw like when man, Marcus Martin said it was Big Chevy.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
I saw Big Chevy.
Big Chev's always being mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Big Chev. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of those names that you keep hearing because he's
right.
he's a monster.
Right, right.
He's a comedy monster here
yes,
in
sir.
This area, in Ohio area. So
yep.
Shout out to Big Chevy.
Yep, yep.
You know, shout out to D-Hawk, of course.
Shout out to D-Hawk, man.
He's a force here. I had a conversation with someone earlier today, and they was like, man, they ready for D-Hawk to hit these stages again.
He be popping up. That's why.
He be popping up. And I was fortunate enough to have him perform when I was doing
yeah,
my show.
Yeah, he did.
Shout out to
D-Hawk
for that.
For sure.
Shout out to these comedians.
You know what's dope, dog, about the podcast and you know, us starting it and, like, not really even, like, having – really any real idea, even like coming up with the name and all that stuff, and just, but we've been able to have guests on here, mm-hmm. like to get them out, you know, a lot of local,
yeah,
like big names. What's that?
I know it's late, but you need to slide over a little bit, I think.
Oh, okay. Slide to the right, people. I'm gonna make it a little bit.
Shout out to DJ Casper. Rest in peace.
You know what I'm saying? We've had opportunity to put people on and give them an opportunity, like you said, to tell their story. And they've been doing comedy around Cleveland area for a while, you know what I mean? And hitting the scene and doing big things and, like, meeting. It's amazing the people we've met, you know what I mean, who've been in the game and are still doing the game. And we get to give a platform, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Not only that they're giving us the opportunity to hang out, you know what I mean, and be a peer, you know what I'm saying, and give us the information. That
shout out to JB Smooth.
Oh yeah, he was super cool.
Lewis.
Yeah. Everybody we've met, and Greg Morton, man.
Shout out to Greg MF and Morton, man.
Right, he's like, to me, man. He's been one of the coolest, most personable, just. Like we've known him forever. You know what I mean? And it's just like the knowledge and the friendship he gives is just, it's awesome, man. Yeah. Joe Byers.
Shout out to Joe Byers. Hot breath.
You know what I'm saying? Look.
You got your hot, you can't, you know, you got to have your hot breath water.
Look. Oh, bam. A little bit. And.
Shut down.
What is it? Keep grinding, Justin.
Yeah.
You got yours at your spot.
Yeah.
You know, he hooked us both up.
Yeah, with some hot breath water. And we got some joke books from Joe Byers.
Yeah.
We write fires in those books.
Yeah. So, and it's awesome. And go check out his podcast, because he's been in the game 12 years. And once again, he was somebody that came on with fire.
Yeah.
Watch that podcast, because he drops nothing but gems business. You know what I'm saying? So it's dope to get, you know, information from people who've been in the game, and you know, it's a process, dog. That's the thing you learn the most.
Yeah.
You see people who've been in it a year, 3 years, 10 years, 12 years, in the shit, 25, 30. Mm-hmm. You know, Greg Morton, how long? 25, 30 years?
He was 30 plus,
you know what I'm saying? And no matter what, we all hit the stages. You know what I'm saying? We all have one goal, is to go out on the stage and make people laugh. And it's so fun. It's something I want to do the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? And it's, but like our future guests, it's hard to try and get out there. You know what I mean? To get into the clubs, to try and.
But he has.
Oh, yeah. But consistently to get so you don't have to work. That's the thing, is to. Everyone we talk to, even us, we've been in the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
We've hit big clubs, you know, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like we haven't, but it's just to consistently get paid.
Yeah, but he didn't work for nothing.
Oh, for sure.
He don't deserve no airtime, motherfucker. He just gonna try to buzz his way up on here. Ooh, I wish I had something for him.
Right, but he's lost. He be losing concentration. Ain't no.
Cause they grown up maggots.
He slithered his way in and just popped up.
Mother sucker.
Right.
Yeah, F him. He don't get no shine on this show.
He's stupid. He's talking about a fly, people. He sees a fly close by, and it just completely went off rails to what the hell I was talking about. You see where his concentration lies. I hate him. He's stupid.
They land on shit and they didn't want to land on you. They land on shit and they want to land on your food. Then they'll buzz in your ear. They so nasty.
You're hilarious.
They be on garbage. They just disgust me.
I went on that whole rant about the podcast and all these wonderful guests and comedy and this and that, and then you got distracted by a fly. amazing. That's what it is, people. That's that's all it takes. Look at him. You don't know what to do. He's lost. This episode is just like a float through.
It is not lost. Shout out to all those like Desmond Turner. He's been putting in work.
Right.
You know, and things like that. And shout out to all the comedians just putting in great work in the city and outside of the city. Tyrone, Big Rich Green, you know, they put in work representing for the city. Shout out to all my East.
Anthony Mayo, we out there.
Anthony Mayo.
Doing big things, yo.
Doing great big things. Shout out to all the East Side producers, Lex Vegas, LOL Brielle, Tyrone, John.
Shit. Which one? So many. Huff?
Shout out to John Huff. But I was talking about John Bruton.
John Bruton.
Shout out to John Bruton. You know, the East Side producers and everything. Shout out to them. Doing big things.
All day, man.
Yeah, they keeping the East Side going. Shout out to Church Boy. Lex Vegas is one of his acts. You know, they keeping things going on the East Side of Cleveland. Right. Keeping it going.
Was that on the circuit?
Everybody I name. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
LOL.
There's a lot of spots, man. There's a lot of people doing stuff.
CJ Star, shout out to CJ Star. I ain't forget you.
Right. Yep. It's I'm telling you, man. These it's tough, man. It's like how many times offered rooms, and it's just like commitments.
I mean, it's things that it all depends on what you want to do. The commitments can be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. It could be a challenging thing. If you got the heart, or if you have the will to want to commit is just to see what you can do, then by all means, you know, commit to that room. One of the big misconceptions is some people think that the audience is supposed to be there for you.
Yeah, that's
You have to create you have to create. If someone is giving you the opportunity for that room, you have to create the ambiance. You have to create the intimacy that you want.
Right.
So you have to set the stage and the standards, and you have to, you know, pretty much set what you want to set up for that room.
Right.
And I'm not just talking because I think I know. I'm talking from experience.
Right.
You know, so you have to pretty much set that narrative. You have to
promote. It's the biggest, man.
Promotion is the biggest, and one of the most important things. You have to have an understanding with the club owners or the bar owners, wherever you're going to be doing your spot.
Right.
And if they have a true love and respect for the comedy, then it's going to be a great mix.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is, too. It's got to be promoted on both sides at all times. It's, you know what I mean? It's can't be just on Instagram or on social media. It's got to be around surrounding areas, people in the neighborhood, you know what I mean? And elsewhere, wherever you're at. I mean, as long as it's close by, because the problem is it's hard. And we all say that, not everybody, but, you know, it's even 20 minutes. Sometimes people are like, I ain't trying to drive there. You know what I mean?
20 minutes to get somewhere?
Yeah. I know here it takes at least 40. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, 30 to 40 to get anywhere to do some comedy.
Well, the truth of the matter is people going to give any excuse.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You know,
but
they're going to say, or they don't want to come to that neighborhood. And it's
but that's why you got to promote around that area that you're having the spot, too, is what I'm saying. I mean, that's keeping it within that area, because a lot of people in that area most likely may not know there's a comedy show going on.
It's possible.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and they may be like, fuck, I'm going to go do something on a Wednesday night. You know what I mean?
Wednesday night. Tuesdays,
Wednesday. Like I said, there's a spot every night.
Every night,
which
much.
Is dope. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the thing. And it's just like, even in New York, okay, they have all those nights. But it's like here, we could go out every night. Mm-hmm. I just physically and sometimes I just can't. You know what I mean? There's just things you got to do. Other shit you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I want to take advantage, but at the same time, it's so tough, man.
It's so tough to balance the life.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of it being just our thing. Say we have a show, you know, like, say, you know, we're finally getting out there and performing. You know, we're probably traveling on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, coming back maybe Sunday, wherever the case. Monday or Tuesday, are you going to try and go out knowing you have to get ready? You know what I mean? It's a weird thing because you still got to go out and practice. You know what I mean? You still got to go out and work on that material. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know. I guess to a certain point that we're not at, when you're doing shows, you try and work in new material during those shows. I guess that's how the pros do it. Because they don't go out most of the time.
They don't hit the open mic.
Yeah.
Some of them do hit open mics. They want to see the material.
I mean, that's how you should do. If you're, like I said, keeping it real to the game, and you know, I think I would still like to pop in places, and do stuff like that. If that's your only job, that's what I'm getting at. You know what I mean? This ain't our only job. So it's so hard to balance work, this podcast, getting out doing comedy. Yeah. Which I appreciate because we're doing it. You know what I mean? It's just to do it every night. It's like, I can't do it every night. And but I want to hit other rooms. The best thing is there's so many nights you can hit. You know what I mean? Is what I'm getting at. Like the comedy scene is pretty good here. But the places got to promote that to bring crowds. You know, like you said, it's just they got to promote around that area. You know, just to make it a thing. You know what I mean? There's other people want to start up stuff and everything, and it's just hope, you know, for us, dude, all we want to do is perform for a crowd, not other comedians. You know what I mean? Most of the time.
I mean, you know, pretty much, you know, to perform for other comedians, I mean, if you really want to know what your material is doing, you actually need a non-comedic audience.
Yes.
You want people that come to be entertained by comedy to see if your material hits or if it works.
Right.
Or if you just...
Because a lot of comedians just sit there. We've seen people just shrug shoulders. They won't give it. You know what I mean? Right.
Yeah, it's
hell, and some of them are just at the bar. I ain't paying attention.
Yeah. A lot of times, you know, I've even talked to a comedian. Like, why do... Because they said this is a time that they could be social and talk to their comedic friends, which is cool, but it's also, to me, it's disrespectful to the artist that's on stage.
Right.
That's what I think.
Yeah, this
is me. I thought it in the beginning, and now that I'm like almost two, going on 3 years in, I still think the same way. If it's that important to, you know, socialize with your comedic friends, get their numbers, call and meet up with them and talk to them.
Right.
You don't do it while another performer is on stage doing their craft and you being so loud and disrespectful that you can't even hear what they're saying on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's certain. When I catch myself doing it, it's so easy to do.
Oh, I've been there where I've talked. I was going to just say I've been there where I've talked and I'm just like, oh, shit. You know, wow. Yeah. Damn, I hate. Mostly it was like in the bar because when we're sitting where we sit, we don't have conversations unless somebody comes up to us. You know what I mean? But 100% what you were saying, dog. Yeah,
it's so easy to get into that. But you have to be mindful of, you know, there's somebody performing on stage and there is time to talk after the show is over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. Yeah. It's rough, man. It's like you say, and then, you know, it's I don't know. I just feel like sometimes when you're in those environments, you just don't. I don't know though, because I haven't checked out other places, so I was just about to be biased, kind of, you know, or you know, judgmental when I haven't hit other places. I need to really go other spots too, and just see, because some comedians, you know, they don't give you the love when you get off the stage or nothing, shit like that. So weird. It's just so weird sometimes. That's why I prefer places that have crowds. You know what I mean? But it's tough. It's tough, man. Trying to get people out of the house nowadays. It's hard, man. Shit costs money.
With the climate up, yeah. I mean,
it's tough.
That's why I was doing what I was doing, because I felt like the world needed, well, Cleveland, the city, needed to laugh. And they needed to have a place close to home on the east side that they can come to.
Right.
And see comedians, and they could either, you know, pay for a meal or some drinks without, not saying that the comics don't deserve money, that, you know, that I did compensate them.
Oh, yeah.
But it was, you know, and I think that they're worth a lot more.
Yeah.
Give them a little something, but
it's
just like, you know, Cleveland, in the state that we're in, I just, yesterday I rode past another murder scene, and it's like,
right,
you know, and then something good happened to Bone, and then they steal the sign.
It's right. people,
the city,
man,
can use some laughter, some pick me up, some motivation. I personally think that that we could, you know, use some laughter. You know, the city needs to laugh a little.
Dude, you had a great environment. You know what I mean? It was nice.
Shout out to grown-ups.
Yeah, shout out to grown-ups. It was a nice spot, and you know, the show started. It was done by a certain time. You know what I mean?
I prided myself on starting on time.
Hmm. I know, boy. Even when the lights were out, boy, it was about to be on to that bitch regardless. And shout out to the comedians that were ready to rock it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're ready to rock.
Yeah, no matter what, people showed up, so it was ready to show out. But, you know, that's what I like, dude. You create, you know, it's... I see how things are. All you do is got to try and do things. You know what I mean? It's you just got to make goals, set goals, and go for them. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because you look at where we're at now, and you just try and look forward. You know what I mean? And where we're at in our comedy, and like with our how much time we have, and you know what we're trying to build our set. Is basically what we're trying to do with our material. It's just, it's, you know, we're working on those other steps. We're kind of like just in that mode where we're thinking of new material. You know what I mean? We're both kind of like itching a little bit, trying to work on some stuff. But at the same time, we got to work on some of the old stuff that we have that we're trying to build.
Some of the older stuff with newfound confidence.
That's what it is, yeah. You know,
just
delivery,
facial expressions, timings, the pause.
Right.
It's all a performance. And, you know, like I said, I think, I don't know who I was talking to, but hip-hop is very similar to comedy. And a lot of some of the best, like Blastmaster KRS-One, shout out to you, Mr. Chris Parker, KRS-One from BDP, you know, I've learned a lot from him, and you know, but he was giving lessons on hip hop, but I took some of the same things. He said, don't go out saying who you are. He said, go out there and rock the mic first.
Right.
But go out there and rock the crowd, and then say who you are.
Right.
Because that when you first come out, they don't care.
Yeah.
Who you are. And you know, and a lot of times it's like a performance. It's a performance. Like, I listen to some of the best hip hop artists that I think are the best. Like some of the, you know, Ghostfaces and Slick Ricks.
Right.
And you know, they if they was just up there like telling words, like saying words,
yeah,
it wouldn't be that exciting.
No, there's emotion, man.
Yeah, it's so emotion, that's why it's a
I'm so fucking deadpan and just fucking
it's
monotone.
A performance. And that's why I was saying to myself, like, it wouldn't hurt if we took an acting class. It wouldn't hurt. Not to say that.
Who are you talking to? I'm an actor. Are you? Who? This guy doesn't know. I'm in a movie. I'm in a movie.
What turned on the movie turn? Yeah, like I said, even after his performance.
Yeah, you're gonna see. Yeah, you probably need acting lessons. But no, 100%. Well, because even when I was doing the scene, right, it's tough to kind of like, you got to get in the mindset. Now you're that character. You gotta be that guy. That I didn't do. I gave the lines and I tried to do a thing, but I didn't. It's not like I was like, I'm walking in like, I'm like, there's motherfucking actors that they play that role until the movie's over. Like, they're in character. Anytime you see them on set, you're not getting that person. You're getting that character. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's the same. It's pretty much the same thing with comedy.
100%.
You know, it's like, if you're telling a joke, I mean, sometimes you could say, you know, it's the same as somebody trying to tell your material, tell your joke.
Right.
And they'd be like, oh yeah, that's what they said. But I'm sure you didn't. I'm sure they didn't deliver it like that.
I don't know. Carlos Mencia did it pretty goddamn good, apparently.
He's talking about a comedian that is known for stealing jokes.
Yeah, I'm just saying he had a great career, and that shit didn't come out until well after. I mean, I watched his specials. I was like, he's hilarious. That shit's good.
At what point did you discover that he was stealing jokes?
2 years ago? 3 years ago. Yeah, after watching podcast, when I listened to the Joe Rogan podcast, I heard all about it. I'm like, holy shit, I didn't know nothing.
Shout out to Michael Collier. He's like one of my favorites. And I was watching an episode where he said, I think he was on Pierre's Panic Room. Shout out to Pierre.
I like Pierre's Panic Room.
Shout out to Pierre. He was interviewing Michael Collier, and he said that he ruined his chances for being on Living Color because on one of his sets, he stole one of Keenan's jokes. And he said, not on purpose. But he said that's one of that's one of the downfalls of watching other comedians.
Yeah, it's tough.
He said he didn't purposely use this shit, but he used it.
Right.
And I think he said Keenan had stopped doing stand-up at the time, but still.
Yeah, no, it's just something you watch or something. That's why I like watching clips of everything, and I like the support, but at the same time. But that's why I try and keep everything so personal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's why I don't get political. I try not to. I don't. And if I do, I'm going to come from a personal perspective.
Right.
So it's so tough, yeah. Premises are one thing. Like I said, when I did my Google, you know what I mean? It's like, and then the other comedian, he did it. I'm like, I never heard that. Not that it wasn't. But at the same time, he probably could have did it just because he heard me and said. But either way, they're completely different jokes because of the, you know what I mean? So it doesn't, but same premise.
Right.
It's so, you can have the same premise. It's just when it comes to the actual, like Carlos Mencia, dude, he just stole bits and then changed it to Mexican. Like, he would just change like the word and that would be it. He just took full bits from people.
Which is so sad.
Which is crazy. Yeah. But people who do that, they're able to get in. He got away with it and had a great career. You know what I mean? But he would do it from his openers, which is even more fucked up. Like, he would have people on the road with him, and they would hear a bit from his opener and steal that bitch. And that's, you know, like, I guess when... And that was the thing I found out listening to everything about him. I guess when he would walk into the Comedy Store, they would... All the comedians would let them, every other comedian, know that he was there to not do their good shit.
Because he was there.
Yeah, so they wouldn't do none of their good shit. They would just go up there and fucking do stupid shit and bomb, you know, whatever the case.
Wow.
And just fuck around so none of their material would get out
there.
That
is crazy.
That's crazy when it's known.
To be honest with you, a lot of comics, a lot of comedians, they take stock jokes and try to make them their own and things like that. But like you said... It's nothing wrong with making your jokes, you know, your experience into jokes. I do that too. I also create things.
Yeah, you just make shit up. Yeah, we've had that conversation. You just make shit up.
But the stuff that I make up.
It's funny.
And I got from no one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's just your mind. Yeah. It's just going through life and doing things and just coming from your own perspective. Which, yeah. 100%, man. But it's all, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, comedy is crazy like that. It can go so many directions, but I think we're on the right path, man.
I think so, too.
You know what I'm saying,
Shout out to you. Yeah. I will be, next episode, I should probably be a year older. The holiday is August the 19th.
It's coming up.
I will be 48 years old.
It's coming up Saturday, right?
Saturday. Yeah.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Jay.
Yo.
Where can they find you, man?
Well, everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
And I am the_great_CORE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right, everybody.
And shout out to everybody that follows us on all platforms.
Appreciate it, bro.
Thanks
Please
for all the support.
Hit the like, subscribe, notifications. Please. So everybody, when we come up it will pop up in your feed, and then you can hit like and share and share it and watch it and give it to all your peoples, because we love everybody out there. Thank you for all the support.
That's right.
Next week we might go live with our 100th episode.
Maybe.
I'm thinking we're gonna go live with our 100th episode.
Probably not.
Maybe not.
But
who knows?
We don't know.
Love you all.
Peace.
Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.